8. A problem of jurisdiction. Unbearably calm, Harahel pauses.
We will obtain authentication, he says.
He gestures, and the elevator hatch behind him hisses open. He steps in with Shukra. In the doorway, he turns and looks back.
When I return, Toramakian, he says, your duty will be over. All of your duties. Valdor will see to it himself.
The hatch closes. Amon looks down at Fo.
I will conduct you back to your quarters, and we will await their return, he says.
They turn to retrace their steps, Fo shuffling along in Amon's shadow.
Thank you, Amon, says Fo.
I did not do it for you, Fo.
I know. It was simply attention to the logic of duty, but thank you anyway. Look at you two bonding,
calls Andromeda, as she steps out of the service passage shadows behind them. Amon turns to study her. His spear is already raised and gleaming.
Didn't take you by surprise there, did I, custodian? She asks.
I have been aware of you both since you entered this level 7 minutes ago, replies Amon. It is not my place to interfere with the business of one of the Sigilites chosen, or one of his companions, unless it interferes with mine.
Xanthus walks up behind Andromeda, who is standing, arms folded, smiling at Fo.
The security of this subject and his device are a priority concern of the Sigilite too, Xanthus says. We have come to assist, custodian. I was not notified, replies Amon.
There's a lot of that today, says Andromeda. Things are a little busy. What are you doing here, Gene Witch?
Fo asks, his brow furrowed.
Do not communicate with them, Amon tells him.
The Sigilite has instructed that the subject be placed in our recognizance, says Xanthus. The Chosen will take charge of him.
I was not notified, says Amon, and it appears to conflict with the Captain General's directives, and this female has a history of unauthorized behavior and subversion, especially with regard to the subject. So no.
Those directives cannot be authenticated, says Xanthus.
Yes, we heard that much, says Andromeda.
Incorrect, says Amon. Custodial directives have not yet been authenticated. They will be. Until then, my duty function, which is authentic, remains in place. Tell me, Chosen One, can your directives be authenticated?
Xanthus pauses.
No,
he admits. Andromeda shoots him a sharp look.
Nice going,
she mutters.
Leave it to me, I said.
She turns back to Amon and smiles.
No one's directives are being authenticated today, she says. Frankly, it's a mess. You can imagine why. We're going to have to use our own best discretion.
Why is nothing being authenticated? Amon asks.
She shrugs.
As I said, a mess. It's as if there's no one actually in charge anymore.
She looks at Xanthus.
Who is in charge right now?
Xanthus clears his throat.
In the field, Lord Militant Terra Arcamus, he answers in a reluctant mumble. At Hegemon Control, Mistress Tactician Sandrine Icaro. In the throne room, the Primarch Vulcan.
Really?
Says Andromeda, genuinely surprised.
When I said mess, I...
What of the Emperor?
Asks Amon. His spear lowers a little.
Oh, you poor boy, says Fo. They really have kept you in the dark, haven't they? Left you to your duty. Abandoned you to your post.
Be silent, growls Amon.
So where is the high and mighty Emperor?
Fo asks Xanthus.
Run for the hills? I don't blame him. I'm surprised that Oaf, the Praetorian, and the blowhard Valdor haven't evacuated him by now. Picked him up, kicking and screaming, and carted him off to the last express out of town. Have they quit too? Run away? Are the lifeboats full of rats, looking back at the sinking ships? What about the one with the wings, and the Khan fellow, you know, big moustache?
The Warhawk is dead, says Xanthus. The Praetorian Dawn, Sanguinius, Captain General Valdor, and the Emperor have committed to the war.
Great, merciful gods,
breathes Fo.
It really is the end of the world. And your sigillite?
The regent occupies the throne, says Xanthus.
Well, then he's dead too, says Foe.
Not yet, whispers Xanthus. Andromeda hushes him with a gesture.
Custodian Amon, she says. It seems to me we are dealing with a problem of jurisdiction. The custodians and the chosen both want control of this maggot. Your orders are clear. To guard him, yes? I understand absolutely that those orders cannot be relinquished until you are relieved of duty. Might I also be correct in thinking your duty includes making sure he finishes his work?
His work is completed, says Amon.
No, it isn't, she says.
Foe stares at her, eyes wide. He has no idea what she's doing.
The subject confirmed it, says Amon.
Him?
She asks.
He lies, Amon. He'd never hand over a finished commission if it meant he was of no further use. He has neglected to include a vital component. The weapon won't work.
If that was true, says Amon, Foe would have played that trick already. If he'd left a loophole as insurance, he would have used it. Just now, to evade the Aedil Marshal. Instead, he was obliged to appeal desperately to my function imperatives. You are the liar.
Andromeda laughs and claps her hands. Her laughter echoing down the dank corridor seems brittle and out of place.
Very good, she says. I forget how perceptive you creatures are. So easy to mistake you for a dumb, unthinking statue. Fair enough, Amon, you got me. So I'll level with you. He's not lying. Foe's clever, but he's not that clever. His weapon is based on biomechanical principles, which is his field of genius. Flesh-eating phages, I presume, sir? Tailored to the biomatter code of Astartes and Primarchs?
Foe nods. His eyes are bright. This new lie is unexpected,
and I am enjoying it very much. Foe has little or no knowledge of the warp, however, says Andromeda. His weapon will kill Astartesian flesh. I'm talking a galactic slaughter, the crowning glory of his horrible career. But the Astartes aren't merely flesh, are they? Nothing is. Each body is connected to a soul, and each soul is inextricably linked to the warp. That is the nature of reality, and not something Foe has studied. So, if activated, his weapon will not entirely purge the Astartes. It will leave a significant portion of their essence in the warp. I say that again for emphasis. In the warp. And what's out there? What threatens us is barely physical anymore. Horus Lupercal certainly isn't. The traitors, Amon, are immersed in the immaterial, soaked in it. So even if the weapon works, it will not destroy the right targets. It is hardly the last resort Valdor hoped for.
I admit, says Foe grudgingly, for I am perfectly happy to play along with this ruse. That is the Emperor's genius, to meld the immaterium with the physical in the creation of his sons. I ignored that component. I really didn't think it through. But then I have never studied these factors.
You see,
Andromeda says,
Amon, your duty is not fulfilled, because Foe's work is not complete. The Chosen and I are here to make sure it is completed. Properly. And time, my friend, is against us.
What are you proposing? Asks Amon.
You heard him, says Andromeda. He said it himself. He hasn't studied these factors. We must allow him to. Immediately.
That would certainly help, says Foe.
The data repositories are too far away, says Amon. The Clanium has fallen. The Hall of Leng is too distant and probably inaccessible.
The Sigillite keeps a small private archive in his retreat, Custodian, says Xanthus.
Very well, says Amon.
He turns immediately and starts to lead Foe away. Foe looks back at them, mouth wide in mock amazement. Andromeda glances at Xanthus. He shrugs a what the hell at her.
Improvising,
she mouths to him.